What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I appreciate all of you for joining me on today. Thank you so much. If you're listening to me over on my web radio station, Feel the Beat Web Radio, I appreciate you for getting up at 6 a.m. to listen to me. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms, I want to take this time to thank you for pressing the play button. Because you could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you decided to press the play button and give me a chance. If you're new here, I speak about positive things. You probably won't catch me talking about anything negative. I try to keep it all positive on my podcast. I speak about a lot of personal things that I've gone through, things that could possibly help someone else. I share. Also, I do my research on different topics and I speak about those. And today is one of those days. I am going to talk about something that has been on my mind for a few days. I was actually going to record yesterday when I had the conversation with the young lady, but I decided to do it today. I had a young lady to inbox me, and I've actually had a couple of people to inbox me and tell me that I've been saying things or posting things that are helping them, things that are positive. They're helping them get through certain things that they are going through in their lives. And whenever I speak about someone else's story, keep in mind that I will not give names unless they give me permission. Otherwise, I would just speak about the situation. But I had a young lady to inbox me, and she went on to tell me, actually, she's inboxed me a couple times. She went on to tell me that I posted something that touched her and actually made her day. And she went on to tell me about, you know, not really having family, losing loved ones. And I can actually relate to that. I can relate to her a lot. I have family. However, my family and I are not close. For whatever reason. A lot of times, inside of families, they have cliques. And certain cliques don't mess with other cliques, and it's just really silly if you ask me. But I just so happen to come from one of those families. Also, being the daughter of a drug addicted mother, I caught a lot of the blame that she got. I had a lot of people to not actually want to have a relationship with me because of her, because of who she is. They never took the time to actually get to know me as a person. And hey, it's all good. Yeah, I think that's really crazy, and I don't think that I'm the only one in the entire world that has been treated that way, but hey, that's my story. So when she went on to speak to me, she told me those things, and I could instantly relate to what she was saying. And also about losing her loved one and feeling down, feeling depressed around the holidays, not having certain loved ones that are passed on, not having them around. And I went on to give her encouraging words. And I often find myself, and I do this a lot, I often find myself, no matter what I'm going through, I could be and just got through crying. I could be going through my own stuff. And I always find strength somewhere to encourage someone else, to give someone else kind words, because that's my purpose. My purpose is to motivate others, to uplift others, to do the same for myself as well. But if someone comes to me, that is my job. Clearly, they were sent to me for a reason. I know everything happens for a reason. And we went on to talk a little more. And when she was speaking to me, I remembered something that I heard a while back. I heard seasonal depression. I remember hearing that word, that term. So something led me to go research that a little further. And it is actually a diagnosis. But the correct diagnosis for that is SAD. It is the abbreviations is SAD. SAD. But the actual disorder is seasonal affective disorder. And for short, some people call it seasonal depression. So around the holidays or certain times of the year, especially in the fall, some people instantly get depressed, start feeling lonely, anxious. I can completely relate because I have suffered from this for years. However, I didn't know the exact term. I couldn't put it into words. I couldn't really explain how I felt and why I felt the way I did. And through me researching it, I'm starting to understand it a little better. Excuse me. So roughly 5% of the U.S. adults experience SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And 40%, they experience it 40% of the year. So 5% of adults in the U.S. experience this 40% of the year. That equates to 146 days or 4.8 months out of each year. SAD can begin at any age, but it typically starts between the ages of 18 and 30. Your chances of SAD developing it goes down as you age. More than 500,000 people in the U.S. suffer from this. 10 to 20% may suffer from a mild form of the winter blues, which is another name for it. So can you imagine how many people are suffering in silence? How many people are like I used to be, didn't know what it was called, didn't know anything about it, but you just knew that around the fall or around the holidays, you just start to feel sad, depressed, down, lonely, all of that. Can you imagine how many people are too ashamed to even talk about it? Yeah, I think that's actually sad. And at some point, people that deal with this should seek some type of professional help, or just, you know, deal with it the way you know how, because you can't tell anyone how to deal with anything. So according to the National Institute of Mental Health, seasonal affective disorder, SAD, is a type of depression that affects many people during the winter and fall months. Symptoms of SAD include persistent sadness, irritability, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, changes in sleep or appetite. If you are experiencing these symptoms, it is important to seek help from a mental health professional. They can help you develop a treatment plan that will work just for you. You can also try some self-care strategies, such as getting exercise on a regular basis, spending time outdoors, or practicing relaxation techniques. So, I just want to put this out there. Some holidays are better than others, but Thanksgiving of this year was really hard for me, and it was actually hard because a lot of memories came up from my family that has passed on, such as my grandma, which was like a mother to me because she raised me. So I remember, just being in the kitchen with her cooking. As an adult, I got advice from her on things. My brother, which was my best friend. He wasn't just my brother. He was my best friend as well. And he thought he was my dad. He was so overprotective. And when I find myself getting sad and thinking about them, I've learned to start thinking about the good times, thinking about the good memories. And it just makes me smile. And it instantly turns my mood from feeling sad to being happy, smiling, playing music, because I absolutely love music. Music has been there for me for years. It has gotten me through so much. And all the music lovers out there will be able to relate to what I'm talking about. No matter what's going on in my life, if it's a happy occasion or sad, I can always find a song to lift my mood and take my mind off things. And this Christmas was pretty smooth. I didn't get sad. And actually, I want to say this too, because I've heard some people they didn't say it to me, but I've heard people over the years mention that people should, I'm not going to say get over the death of people, but some people are very insensitive and they try to rush the grieving process. And I honestly feel like when you lose a loved one, you never really stop grieving. You just learn how to live with it. And there may be times when you may just break down and
cry. But I'll say, don't stay there. Think of happy thoughts, good memories. Try to think of jokes that they used to tell you. And just celebrate their life. You know, anytime you think about your loved ones that are passed on, it doesn't have to always be sad. Just think about them in a happy moment and just smile, laugh, give thanks to the Most High for allowing you to spend as many years as you spent with them. Because I'm constantly saying thank you. I mean, I initially felt like I was cheated. I felt like, especially my brother left, well, both of my brothers, but my older brother, because we were the closest, I felt like I was cheated out of time with him. I remember, and I just have to say this because I just thought about it. I remember we both used to say, because neither one of us looked our age. He was older than me, but he looked young. Like he literally used to get carded at the liquor store or the tobacco store. And we both used to say, especially him, that when we got older, we were going to be fine. We were going to be baddies. We were going to be, I'm trying to think of the word he used to use. I forgot the exact word he used to use, but he basically used to say that we were going to look really good because we didn't look our age and we looked younger than our actual age. So, yeah, I used to actually look forward to growing older with my brother and, you know, just enjoying life. But I know he's still with me, but not in the physical form. And that's how I used to feel like I was cheated out of time with him, because we had plans, you know, we had things to do. And that's why I always say life is so short, because we're here today making plans, living life. And who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. So enjoy life to the fullest today. Enjoy the people around you. Make sure they know how you feel about them. Always. Don't let them leave here. And don't you leave here without people knowing how you feel about them. And I stand by that. I hope that everyone is having an amazing day. I am. Actually, I haven't been asleep. It is almost 4:00 in the morning. And I have not been asleep yet. I've been up working on projects and papers. And I still have one more to go. So, yeah, I think I'm going to pull an all-nighter. I think I'm just going to go ahead and ride this thing out and go ahead and knock out this second paper. And, I'll probably get some sleep around lunchtime today. My sleep pattern is crazy. It's very crazy, actually, because some nights I literally do not get sleep. I'm pretty much up all night, and I may get a nap during the daytime for like a couple of hours, and then I'm up and at it again. But it's all good. I have things to do, and I have goals that I'm trying to, what goals that I am going to accomplish. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to finishing up these last few classes and maybe taking a break. I don't know. But we'll see. But if anyone out there is battling with seasonal depression, sad is the correct term for it, or the winter blues is another word, term that they use for it. If you're battling with that, please talk to someone. Seek help in some kind of way. Watch some motivational videos. They're on YouTube. They're on TikTok. I'm sure they're on Facebook. I don't really do Facebook anymore. I'm sure they are probably on Instagram. But there's help. There's hope. It's always someone that you could talk to. Always. You just have to make the first step and reach out. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, you can always do so. You can email me at kimijl774@gmail.com. And I will be sure to get back with you. Just allow me at least one day to respond to your emails. And I have no problem responding. Also, if you are on my Feel the Beat web radio station, you can leave a message on the message tab. Just scroll down to the middle of the page where it says message and just leave a message for me. If you want to comment on this episode, you can do so. I would really appreciate it. And I'm just feeling very happy, you guys. I am. I know the enemy has really been attacking me. Trying to play in my energy, trying to bring me down, but I'm making positive choices. I'm staying positive. I'm thinking happy thoughts. Whether it's thinking about someone that makes me happy or just thinking about something that makes me happy, I'm staying there. I'm staying in that place because that's where I'd rather be. I'd rather be in a happy place than to be dealing with negativity, because there's absolutely no need for it. And I'm a work in progress. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to say that every time negativity comes around, I don't say anything, because I do. But I'm working on that. I'm working on that. The mind is very powerful. And we can do anything we want to do. And if you are determined to be positive and to weave out negativity, you can do it. There's absolutely nothing and no one that can stop you. It's all up to you. What do you want to do? Do you want to be happy? Because I do. I am happy. You have to affirm that. You have to speak it. Even if you're feeling at your lowest, you're feeling down, feeling drained, whatever the case is, tell yourself that you're happy. Tell yourself that you are love. Tell yourself that. And that's exactly the place you're going to be, regardless of what's going on and who doesn't like it. Doesn't matter. And I hope in this episode I have said something that will uplift, motivate, encourage you in some way. And I just want you all to have an amazing day, because I am. I am going to have the best day ever. I'm going to finish this paper in a little while and think happy thoughts, go to my happy place. And in case anyone has wondered, because I catch myself doing this a lot, I giggle a lot because, first of all, I'm just goofy. I am. But it's a habit. It's kind of like, I guess, nervous laughter or just happy laughter. It's all of it combined together. So I don't want anyone to think that I'm off or anything is wrong with me, because if you tune in from time to time and I'm giggling, that's just me. That's just my personality. Like I said, I enjoy being happy. And I hope you do as well. So I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast for today. I think I pretty much covered everything. You all will hear from me before the new year comes in. I'm going to drop another episode. But I want you all to know that the Most High loves you. And I love you as well. Now go ahead and have that great day.